Welcome to JB Trio Podcast Season 7, Episode 9. I'm Lee McDonald Jr.
Chris, the comeback kid, Woodmancy.
Mark, the ancient warrior merchant.
And joining us tonight as a guest, my son Peyton. How you doing, Peyton?
Doing pretty good, doing pretty good.
He is our guest for tonight.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And just if we did have Brian on, it'd be more like something like this.
Yeah. What the fuck?
What?
That sounds just like him.
Doesn't it?
That sounds just like him.
Yeah.
That was Brian. Was that recording of Brian?
Yeah, this was last week's recording of Brian.
What the fuck?
I would have given that too if I shot 700 last week.
Brian shot 700 and I heard a few shouts down to the end. I was on 31 or almost on 3132 and he was on the opposite end and I could hear him like he was bowling next to us.
Yeah, we were bowling right next to him, and all of us were running up there to try to throw the ball before he got up.
Exactly. Yeah, he threw a ton of strikes last week.
Yeah, he freaking knocked me out of the brackets.
Did he really? You had him? Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yep. So you're in the loser's bracket then.
I mean, I shouldn't be.
Yeah, he was saying it was one of the easiest brackets he's ever won.
I mean, I wish Peyton could say the same thing, right, Peyton?
Oh, shut up, you. I don't want to talk about it last week. I gave you a scare, at least.
Yeah, so for tonight's episode, we got the brackets to talk about, and we've got to settle something that we had not caught. We were thinking that it was going to be similar to the previous bracket, but we forgot we went from 44 bowlers to 42 bowlers, and now we're in the second round, and all of a sudden we've got another odd number of bowlers, but we'll discuss that here after we get through the fastest 3 minutes in bowling. All right, to start with, we've got team number 5, Mark's team, Slate Sloppy Seconds, against team number 6, Three Fingers Deep. And remember, it's position round, so this is for first place. And Mark's team fell short. It was Three Fingers Deep.
Stuck it.
All three bowlers.
Good job, Rick.
Had over 200 games for Three Fingers Deep, and they all shot 600. They all
and Rick, Rick, and Rick wasn't there.
And Rick wasn't even there. They brought in Blake Goss.
That's the secret sauce.
Oh my God! And they won 36 out of 48.
They ain't so.
So kudos to Three Fingers Deep. The next pair consisted of BD in the pocket, and that's what Chris said he gave to Camilla, the BD. And they went up against team number 8, Pin High, who has unfortunately been in a big slump, and their slump continued this week. They only won 2 points. BD took 46 out of 48 and there was a ton of shouting, mostly from Brian, who held up his team. He shot 700, made bowler of the week, and propelled their team into first place, which we'll talk about here in a second. The next pair was team number 7, the S team, against team number 14. It is a family affair. Team 14 is almost empty nest, which is mom and dad and auntie of Queen Tina, which is on the S team. And Queen Tina held up their team again. She bowled another great series, and she propelled their team to a victory, 42 out of 48. And she was bowler of the week for the ladies. Actually, I want to say for the whole dang thing, even over Brian, because Brian, for the men, only bowled 126 over his average, while she bowled 159 over her average.
Wow.
The highest of any lady that's bowled in JB Trio over her average.
She needs to be accounted for.
She took over Camilla's highest, which I think Camilla's was in the 140s. And Camilla had the record for JB Trio, at least since I've taken over for the past 6 seasons. Tina is now the record holder for most highest bowling pins over her average for the females. So good job again.
Well, I heard Tina been taking some steroids, male enhancements.
Oh, yeah. That's like Richard from back in the day.
Yeah.
Richard was on the juice. He was juiced up. So it's like Tina. But she's the queen, so she earned it. So anyway, moving on. So we got team number 9, Slate's Rockheads, against team number 2, OG. Patrick has been killing it, and he's still killing it. Even though they did bring in the sub, they brought Garrett in to help out, and he really killed it. Held him up, and they won 28 out of 48 against Slate's Rockheads. Even though Slate's both pretty good, Team OG is just too much to handle. All right, next pair. It was a pretty pathetic night for this pair. Team 4, which is Blame It on the Alcohol, against my team and Peyton's team, Team 1. And it was probably the lowest series that's won a game, won a night. Our series was a whopping 1904, which with handicap ain't saying much. Won 38 out of 48. If I had to say, I'd say it was a gift from Blame It on the Alcohol, because they did not bowl well at all.
I mean, can you elaborate?
The highest average in the league was Garrett, and he was averaging at that time number 1 in the league. He shot a 128, and he damn near walked out of the bowling alley. But he stuck around. He ended up taking the Woodman's the award. He shot a
2-3. I got to shake his hand and take a picture with him.
Yeah, and so Fred had a horrible series.
Fred had like a 450 or something like that.
Yeah.
They basically gave us the night, and I'm sure they haven't given up many nights.
Yeah, they basically been bowling like that for like what, about the whole season?
It's, I don't know. It's time. It's time for Fred to go back to rehab.
I would say with the,
so I mean, so
both teams struggled, but we've managed to find a good pattern out of all of it early.
Yeah. So I know that Fred used to bowl in this league a long time ago, and then he recently just came back. I think Brad should never have came back.
Oh,
I appreciate the participant, but
that's more chalkboard material. Wait till
he should just stay at home where he didn't have to meet the famous Chris, or at least read my book. Read my book, take my seminar called The One Ball. Yeah, called One Ball.
One Ball.
Yeah, you take 5 steps, you throw the ball down the lane, and it strikes, and you walk back.
There's called One Nut.
Pretty famous people that have only had one ball.
Yeah.
Camilla says he's got one nut.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. One ball. He said it. I mean, that's the name of his book, is One Ball. I don't know if it was a sex education book or what.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be shocked that it's about bowling.
When in doubt, throw it out. One ball.
Okay, we're talking about bowling, right? Okay. Yep. All right, here comes the big celebration. Next pair, team number 10, Put Your Thumb in Timmy, against team number 3, Wicked Trio, and team number 10 won 46 out of 48.
Say it ain't so.
They actually bowled as a team. They won all the points as a team. They won the series.
I mean, we would have won 48, but Camilla slacked up the third game.
Why you gotta blame Camilla?
I mean, that's who lost the point.
The same team Chris tried to leave about a few weeks ago, and now he's Mr. High and Mighty with them.
No, I'm not high and mighty with my team yet. No, I'm not. Don't go there. But I'm just saying, ever since I joined them, I've been averaging my 8 points. They have.
This is 3 weeks in a row that you guys have won. And
yeah, because for one, Leland quit his Whataburger job, so his mindset is back in the game. All right.
Alright, I'll give you that.
And two, I'm on their team, so they have the reason to bowl good.
What was the reason you said that Camilla's was bowling good before the podcast started?
She gets a BD right before the bowling.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. We might have to edit that part out.
That's the,
from who? From Brian?
No, from me.
Get? From Brian and Matthew?
From her husband.
Mm-hmm. What did she read your book? The One Ball?
The One Ball. The One Ball. She actually goes to seminar.
Oh, she's a client.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see how it is. So they won big, just like he said, with his big ball.
Yes, sir.
The next pair is the Men in the 10 Pin against Ricky's team, Ricky and the Two Mics. And the Men in the 10 Pin finally in the winning column. Good for them. They won 32 out of 48. They bowled good. They must like that 31-32, but they did good, so kudos to them. They're out of the cellar. Standings-wise, this is kind of a position round. You never know what's going to happen. BD in the Pocket is our new leader. They are in first place. They leapfrog both first and second and are now currently in first with 279. Three Fingers Deep had a winning record. They stayed in second, however, so they're at 272. The S team in third at 262. Slate Sloppy Seconds went from first to fourth. They are currently at 253. Pin High slipping. The stock is plummeting at 232. Even none of us picked them to win as what they wanted, but they still are on the losing end, so they better find it soon. And in sixth place, Slate Rockheads, 229. Hey, who's this team? Who are you calling a pinhead out of the bottom half? Now in the top half, in seventh, tied for seventh place with Team OG at 224. Who are you calling a pinhead? And Team OG. And in ninth place, Almost Empty Nest at 224. They slipped a little bit. Put Your Thumb in Timmy is out of the cellar. They're climbing. Yes, sir. Their stock is on the rise. They won 3 weeks in a row. Put Your Thumb in Timmy at 205. Blame It on the Alcohol on the downturn at 200 points, but may be able to come back. In 12th place, Men in the 10 Pin at 177. They're out of the gutter. Wicked Trio at 156. They better find it. And in last place, still Ricky and the Two Mics at 135.
Nice.
So there you have it. There's the fastest 3 minutes of bowling. Although it's getting more minutes. We need to change.
That might have been like 10 minutes.
I think so. Looking at our podcast timer, I think it may have been that long. But yeah, it was definitely an interesting week. So we're in the second half of our bowling, and now we've already bowled over the halfway point. Once you get to position round, you've already bowled halfway of the half. So we're in the fourth quarter, guys. And it's, I mean, what I know my team has not been the best, me and Peyton. We are climbing. But how do you guys feel about your teams right now?
How I feel about myself, I feel pretty damn good.
Yeah, we know you feel yourself.
I have a little bit more faith in Leland because he quit Whataburger. And Camilla, I mean, she's there. But yeah, I feel like we're going to make top five.
Really?
Top That's five.
Good. I'm going to rub it in your face tomorrow when Camilla carries your whole team, Chris.
Okay, when I be here series, you can still say that.
How you feel, Mark? How you feeling about Slate?
Well, I mean, it was a rough week last week. I mean, Blake Boggs bowled for Rick Connor, and we were kind of gaming for Rick, so it was a little bit of a disappointment. And Blake really killed it. So
they did.
I don't know.
They brought in the ringer.
Yeah, Ron, and you know what though is Ron shot his worst series he has shot in years. He had like a 5-12 series, something like that.
I noticed that. Why did he struggle? Yeah. But you bowled good. Besides the first game, Kyle bowled good. The other team didn't have a game under 200. That's how good they bowled. Every one of them had all nine games above 200. So and, you know, I don't get it. Ron bowled the worst on the pair, which I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, and two of those games, like I said, we lost by end of 10, I think, a cut two out of three games. So it really hurt. But, I mean, he's bowled well. He's due to have some bad nights. But that was a horrible night for him last week.
It seemed like it was bad timing for you guys to be first in position round this week.
Yeah.
It almost seemed like you guys maybe would have been better off in third or fourth and then climbed up. It just... Bad timing, I think. Bad luck, maybe a little bit too. But
yeah.
But well, you guys still got a great shot. You're still not out of it.
Definitely still have a fighting chance.
Oh yeah, I'd rather be in your shoes than my shoes.
Nah, I wouldn't be on you there.
Of course, everybody wants to be with Chris. And so, but yeah, I mean, we're our team. We've been fighting. We've been in the bottom half of the league for several months. And we've been struggling, and we happen to bowl Blame It on the Alcohol back-to-back weeks. Our normal week last week, and then or 2 weeks ago, and then our position round for last week. And we caught them at the luckiest time because they bowled really bad for both sessions. And the shots were different. I know it's supposed to be a lot more consistent week to week, but it's just the last couple weeks have been, the last week was heavy oil. The week before that was hardly any oil. So we had to make several adjustments, but you know, certain teams excelled at the more oil. Like I would say Wicked Trio, who Mark bowled, definitely excelled with the extra oil. But our pair, blaming out the alcohol, struggled.
Yeah, we got them in a couple of weeks, and I can only hope they bowl as good as they bowled against you. You know what I mean?
That would be lucky for you, but I don't
think we used all of our petty weakness.
Yeah, we got them.
I think they're going to come back with a vengeance, though, because how they bowled, I would hate to be their next opponent, which I think is going to be next week. Is going to be actually the first place team, BD in the pocket.
BD.
So that's going to be a tough pick for our Beat Marks picks because I'm looking at blaming on the alcohol with a couple of high averages, and they are going to be pissed off like no tomorrow. So it might be bad luck that BD in the pockets in first, because anytime you bowl first, you always get that extra kick to beat the first place team. So this might be
all the way up is down for first.
Yeah, but BD in the pocket still says they get the ball crisp, so that's a 40 plus night there.
I don't know. Chris's team, I've actually picked Chris's team the last few weeks.
Me too.
I've been getting lucky with it, so.
Yep. Well, I might don't do it this week. Don't do it this week.
Oh, who are they bowling this week? It's
easy team.
Oh, yeah, it's Wicked Trio.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Easy. Wicked Trio has been
losing. They've been losing.
So
yeah, you're right. You can say that, though. They've been losing.
We'll have to wait and see.
All right, welcome to the Coke Bottle Scratch Bracket Part 2. All right, coming in, we have Jared Gallegos versus Georgie. All right, Jared shot a hard 628. All right, George Martinez shot a 658, 658 series. Oh,
good for George.
George Martinez will advance. Jared will keep his name messed up as he continues to lose. All right. So, going against Georgie, we have the next runner-up, Ron versus Joe Bear. Ron shot a hard 513 series.
Yeah.
Joe Bear shot a 656. Joe Bear will fight against Georgie again.
The rematch.
This is a rematch challenge. So, all right. Underneath them, we had Peyton Estes versus Chris Wednancy. I will give this to Peyton. Wow. Peyton, can you please elaborate what happened that night?
Yep. We shot as best we could.
Uh-huh.
Chris then proceeded to, as I was shooting my 10th frame, run on in the middle of the run in the middle of the lane and
catch the ball. Okay. So, if I could do that,
unfortunately, he won by cheating.
So Peyton shot at 596 to my 622.
Didn't count the fouls.
No, I never fouled once. Okay. Going against myself and I and. Me.
Me, myself, and I.
Yeah, me. We had Caden versus Mark the fucking merchant. Right. And then we had Caden shot a 613 series versus Mark the fucking merchant 645.
Oh, right. We're going to have host versus host.
So Chris Wednancy versus Mark the fucking merchant.
I beg you. I need you to have these bragging rights for next week. That's gonna make one of the best.
Next to each other.
Those are our four finalists in the Coke Bottle Bracket Part 2.
So you guys made the final four.
Yes. This is my second week, though. This is my second time making the final four.
So. Oh yeah, no bragging going on there.
Yeah, Mark lost the first one, so.
Well, Mark, so if anybody's going to be putting any bets down, that might be something worth talking about. Maybe have the time to reopen that piggy bank.
Yeah. What do you got in the piggy bank there, Chris?
It's going to be a good battle, but I don't want to put money on the line on this one. It's going to be a good battle. Well, Mark is in that age where the pins will just feel sorry and fall.
Oh, come on.
And he's we may up have there.
To, We may have to put some side bets on people that are not even bowling in it. May have to bet on Mark or bet on Chris.
I mean, we can make a bet about Georgie and Jobert.
That's a great match there.
This is a rematch.
All four, this all is a four rematch. Of you earned it. That's going to be a hell of a night.
Yeah, this is a rematch, though. You think, I think George might have a little pep in his step for a rematch.
That's true. It's a revenge tour.
Mm-hmm.
But we may have to go live for your guys' match. We haven't had this grudge match since, I think, what was it, last year when it was the Titanic versus
– oh, my God.
What was Mark's team name? Mark, what was your team name?
We weren't called the Titanic, by the way.
We Got Balls?
Yeah, that's it. It was We Got Balls versus Titanic.
We weren't called Titanic right then.
Or was that two seasons ago?
No, we weren't called Titanic. That was the we got called Titanic after that game.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That was after the dreaded Greek church.
Yes, we were called something else.
Or no, it was the nine pin. I remember the nine pin.
Yes.
It took only one spare to win the whole friggin' night.
Oh, you're talking about not nine pin. I thought you were talking about the Greek church I left.
No, that was against Greg's team. That was for first place.
Yeah, first place.
That was against Greg and Elena.
I remember that night.
The nine pin.
Fully given up hope, and they thought they were washed up. But I
remember Gary threw the chair. It was over.
I just went up to him just being supportive and being like, hey, you never know. You guys got a few frames ahead, so see what happens. And what do you know? Chris is the one to fail them.
Okay. No, we actually had two
Jerry
chances.
Never loses his temper. Since I've known him, I've never seen him throw a chair or lose his temper at all, but he lost his temper that night.
We actually had two chances. Christian had a chance to win it in the first frame, in the first bowler in the 10th frame. He had a chance to. Yep. All he had to do is spare. That's it. Spare.
But then all I can hear is the Price is Right music where it goes bum 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 bum.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Don't remember.
So much memory. So many memories.
And that right there, that memory thrives me, keeps me going, and to make sure that would never happen.
Again. That's how you wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
The one ball book.
Yeah, that memory still haunts me.
It still humps you. Oh, haunts you. Yeah. Okay. So there was the Woodmansey bracket, the Coke bottle bracket. So now the big bracket, the March Madness.
Okay. The first match was Matthew Macy versus Ron Reynolds. Matthew Macy advances 663 to 549.
Wow.
Wow.
We got Darren versus Larry Hoover. Darren advances 638 to a 557.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then Tina Clay versus Tim Krishy, 623 for Tina, 559 for Tim.
Oh, really?
Tina advances.
Tina, good job, Tina.
Yep. And Camilla versus Michael Ensline. Camilla advances 713 to 670.
713, wow. Damn.
Yep, we got Caden Connor versus Leland. And Leland edges him out, 687 to 676.
Wow, less than 10.
Yep. One of the closest match right there. We had Jared versus Fred. Jared advances 688 to 518.
Awesome.
Cody versus Neil. Cody advances 663 to Neil's 631.
Oh, cool.
We have myself versus Craig Voren, and I advanced 723 to 642.
Oh, wow.
We got Diego versus Ricky Boudreaux. Ricky advances 642 to 624.
Oh, another close one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got Brian, who just crushed.
We don't
need
this. We don't hear this. Skip. Skip.
Crushed him, like Mr. Woody. Yep. Crushed him. 777
I love it.
To 444.
Uh-huh. What did Brian shoot?
444.
777 versus 664.
Wow.
Crushed him. Crushed him. Yep.
That's over 100.
Kyle Howell versus the vacancy. And I think the vacancy would have beaten Chris. But no. Kyle Howell advances with a 682.
Thank God. I do not want the vacancy advancing.
We got another host in the loser's bracket. That would be Lee McDonald Jr., who lost to Joel Bear. 701-688.
Damn.
701-688.
Yep. We had Chris Saunders versus Gary. Chris Saunders, 666, advances against Gary, 639. We had Patrick facing Amanda. Patrick, 685. Amanda, 663. So oh, wow. Patrick advances.
Yeah, Patrick's Bob, killing it. So has been Chris. Yeah.
Bob Davis was paired up against Rick Connor, who had a sub in there. Bob and Blake shot a 724 versus Bob Davis's 658. So Rick will advance on Blake's bowling.
Rick's still alive.
Yeah, we had Nancy Davis with a 615 beating Garrett with a 543.
Ooh, ouch.
We got Michael Henderson, 556, loses to Sean Taylor, 666.
Oh, close.
John advances. We had our first tie, Gino, 606, Anna Marie Davis, 606. They both advanced with a 606.
Oh, actually, that might solve our problem.
Yeah, I think that could. Yeah, I think that could.
Just move one of them to the empty spot.
Exactly, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we had Tina Saunders, 792, advances over George, 709.
Oh, George.
Yeah, George, rough one. We got Greg. You're Greg. Shot a 572 first. Christian, who had a 724, but Christian wasn't there. Robin Saunders, yeah, with a 724.
Wow, that's right. He did bowl good that night.
Yeah, so Christian advances. And then we had James Singletary, easy win versus Peyton Estes, 707 to 644.
Yeah, second bracket out of the night. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, 707 to 644.
You're not completely eliminated.
See, Peyton lost in both brackets.
He did.
I take pity on you, Chris. That was
he didn't read your book.
Yeah, he needs to go to my seminar.
All right, so the debate is, and it might be a lot easier now that we have this new info.
Yeah, I think it is.
We had an odd number of bowlers advance from 42 to 21. Well, now that we had the tie, both of those bowlers advanced, so we technically got 22. So we've got three options. We could either move her to the vacant spot against Kyle, or actually it would be either one of those two. I guess we would probably have to maybe flip a coin or something.
Yeah.
Or the other option is, like in the true bracket, we would leave them bowling in that bracket in like a trio. So it'd be one against, it actually would be all three competing for one bracket. And then we would have to either let George or somebody in that vacant spot, like the top loser. Mark has suggested that we let the highest score in the loser's bracket into that spot. That's the second option. Or third option would be we reshuffle. Or we just basically redraw whoever gets to bowl another vacant, which that'll probably not happen. We'll probably strike that out. We got four of us here. Why don't we take a vote? Let's start with our guests. Peyton, out of the two that we just talked about, should we go ahead and move one of the two ties over to the open spot to bowl Kyle? Or should we let them stay in their bracket and then have George move up out of the loser's bracket and put in that spot?
Since it is a tie, since neither of them technically won or lost, it's a coin flip here. But my vote would be to split the two that tied and put one against Kyle. Make that one random as well, so that way it's not you just pick one of the two, maybe coin flip or something, just so that way you move one over fairly.
Okay. How about you, Mark? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with that same one, because the last thing I want to do is have like Chris or yourself pulled out of the losers bracket to face Kyle. So I'm definitely in with either Gino or Anne Marie bowling over there with Kyle.
All right.
I vote for, and my vote counts as three, because I'm the president. I vote for me coming back into the bracket from the loser bracket.
Oh, I see how it is. Just like in the voting booth, you just write in the name. You just write in your own. I see.
Correct.
Well, I'm going to join Mark and Peyton and say, let's coin flip. Let's put Gino or Anna Marie. Is it Anna Marie or Nancy?
Yeah, Anna Marie and Gino tied.
Okay. So I think the ayes have it. So let's go ahead.
It's three against three.
Only in the Chris's book, which we're not clients of. All right. Anybody got a coin on them?
Yeah, I got a coin right here.
Oh, okay. So since you're the one that didn't vote for it, you get to pick.
All right, ready?
All right, let's see if we can hear the coin hit.
I have it right here.
All right.
Hold on.
Drum roll.
I want to hear it hit.
Heads is and
oh yeah. Let's see who do we want to be heads? Should we let the female be heads?
Yeah, female heads because I give head and tails. Because the guy tastes tails.
Oh my god, that's horrible. All right. Mark, you think that's fine?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think the girl should be tails.
You think the girl should be tails?
Why? Should they have tails?
All right, Peyton, you're the deciding factor. What should the lady be?
We'll go with heads.
Can they give heads?
All right. Enough with that. That's horrible. All right. So Anna Marie is heads and Gino is tails because he's chasing tails. So
exactly.
All right. Let's hear the coin. Let's hear it bounce off the floor.
All right. Ready? Here we go. Should I catch it or no?
No, just let it bounce.
All right. I dropped it.
Let us hear it bounce.
Hold on. I dropped it.
Mark might want to cue the Jeopardy music.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, man.
Anytime, Chris.
All right, ready, set, go. Oh, heads
wins. All right, so Anna Marie Davis has now been officially moved from her bracket since she won and tied and will now be bowling against Kyle Howe.
Dang.
So we're going to leave all the losers in the bracket. So there's 21 bowlers in the losers bracket. Or is there? No, that would be there would be 20 in the losers bracket and 22 in the main bracket. Thank God for the tie.
And do we know who we're going against in the losers brackets or no?
No, it's just the loser's bracket is technically really not even a bracket.
It's
the loser's bracket. We're just going to have them all bowl against each other, all 20.
Yeah.
And whoever is in the top five will be readmitted into the main bracket, which then we will redraw. We'll get more cards out. We'll get 16 cards out that time.
Gotcha.
And we will redraw and reshuffle just like we did in the previous bracket.
Uh-huh.
So right now we've got 22 bowlers in the main, 20 in the losers. We'll have the 22 go to round three, drop down to 11. Now, the 11 that lose, unfortunately, after round one, there's no longer loser side, so you're out. So from round two to the final round, you are out if you lose. And then the losers bracket, whoever loses out of that is also out. If you're not in the top five and you lose, you're out of the tournament altogether.
Now, Leah, we sure it's five because I know that we had more teams, you know, last half. So you sure it's five?
It would have to be divisible by eight. In that case, we would have to be 16. So we would have to go. So if 11 is going to advance, then we can only readmit five.
Yeah,
I feel like it's less than that. When I look at your bracket, I feel like it's going to be less than that. I feel, but it should work out.
When I made the bracket, I saw that I had to, and I know this is going to sound bad, but we had to juggle it because we had to find the right amount of bowlers.
Did you do creative bookkeeping? What?
No, it was not creative. So the brackets, it was good. It's just We just, when we readmit the five, it'll stretch out again. So I couldn't fit the loser's bracket portion of it into the sheet when I printed it out. So it cut off the bottom portion of it. So there are more brackets down there on the sheet. Okay. If you see that one line, it kind of goes into nowhere. But once we readmit and we realign to 16 bowlers, it'll become visible again.
Okay, so you want to get it to 16 bowls. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, yeah. So right now, if you look at rounds 3 and 4 and earlier, you can't see all of the bracket placements. I couldn't fit them on one sheet, unfortunately. So, but once we realign and get to round 3, it'll all work itself out.
Yeah, you okay, so I see. You will take 5. Okay.
Yeah. And there we have it. So those are the winners and losers, and good luck to everybody. Again, everybody is still participating until we get to round 3.
Yeah, Mark.
Then we'll be in the round of 16. So, yes, even me and Chris and Peyton.
No, Peyton's already out. Peyton's already out.
We're all losers, but we'll have a shot.
Peyton's already out. Okay.
And Mark is the only one that won his bracket. So he's the part. Who are you bowling again, Mark?
Good question.
Joe Bear.
No, I have Cody.
Oh, man.
That's a lot.
I think you have a good shot.
Yeah, so let me just run this really quick. Matthew will be facing Darren. Tina Clay will be facing Camilla. Leland will be facing Jared.
Okay.
I'll be facing Cody.
Nice.
Ricky Boudreau is facing Brian. And Marie. Joe Bear will be facing Chris Saunders. Patrick is going to be facing Rick Connor.
Nice.
Nancy Davis is facing Sean Taylor. Gino would be facing Tina Saunders. And Christian would be facing James Singletary.
Nice. So that's a good setup. So if you didn't hear your name in that list, that means you're in the loser's bracket. You still have a chance. You just have to beat the 18 other bowlers that are in there. Well, technically, you just have to be in the top 5 of that.
Yeah, so I think it's 19. Good. 19 bowlers 19? In there. Yeah.
That's 19. Oh, you're right. It is. So it would be 22 in the main.
And then you just 19. Throw, well, really just 18 if you eliminate Chris. So you're right.
Or buy Chris's book, The One Ball, and it'll be in the adult section.
Or the seminar, or attendance at seminar. You can buy a ticket, just ask me. It's $10 a ticket.
Don't forget to have him sign the book with his one ball.
Yes. All right. I'll just slap it on.
All right.
Here we go with another segment of Beat Mark's Picks. A disastrous week for Mark.
Suck it.
2 wins, 5 losses.
Wow.
Yep.
Mark, what's happening?
Hey, why is it called Mark's Beat Mark's Picks if you're losing?
I don't know. But I'm still mint. And Chris, 3 wins, 4 losses.
Oh, Chris didn't do any better. I hope I did right.
Our guest, 4 wins, 3 losses.
Uh-oh.
And Lee, once again, the top man of the week.
Hey!
2 weeks in a row, 5 wins, 2 losses.
Hey!
You are the top man 2 weeks in a row. Right now, you are the leader. 36 wins and 39 losses.
Oh, my God. It happened. I can't believe it.
And there
is the applause.
And there is a tie for second.
What? Chris and Mark are tied?
Yeah.
How?
34 wins, 41 losses. We're 2 games back of you.
Now we're like,
wow.
34. You said 34 to 39, so we're 5 games.
34. We're 34, and Lee is 36.
Oh, so we're all still under 500.
All under 500. The only person above 500 is our guest, which is 28 wins, 26 losses. They're the only ones above 500.
One more week, and the guest goes under 500.
Yeah, it could be this week.
Oh, why? Because Peyton's picking?
No, because it's really close. Like, I think, like, what, 3 more losses, 3 more losses, the guest goes under.
Oh, yeah.
We better start picking some Kiss Your Sisters.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right, first pair, Team 5, Mark's team, Slate Sloppy Seconds, going against Team 7. We should just rename them the Tina team, because she's the queen of that team, because she's been killing it and holding that team up. But it's the S team. What's the spread on this one?
98 pins a game.
Oh, wait.
98 pins.
Wow, this might be a week to do the Gilbert pick and pick the points.
Yeah.
Man, this is a hard one.
This is hard for the one ball.
Yep. Mark and Ron. Ron can shoot out great.
Mark's going to mark.
He's got to win for the bracket.
He better.
But yeah. Mark's in three brackets. I mean, at least he's in the Coke bottle. He's in your bracket. So Mark has a reason to bowl good. But let me.
Well, Mark, I'll go ahead and go first. Since I always have been, I've been doing pretty good with picking the team that is higher in the standings, which happens to be the S team and, of course, the queen. So I'm going to have to go with the S team on this one, Mark. I'm going to take the points.
Okay. I'm going to take our team in this one, thinking Ron's going to rebound from last week's 5-12 series. So.
Plus, you got the MVP on your team still, which we'll go to and get there in a second.
I got Ron's team.
Oh, what about Mark's team?
No, it's Ron's team.
All right.
Seeing how they've been bowling the last few weeks, I think Mark's team's up for a good win week. So I'm going to also have to go Mark's team.
Nice.
Hey, we got three on Mark.
I mean, I'm not saying the S team don't have a chance because they've been bowling really hot, especially Tina. I'm bowling where the more consistent bowlers are at, even though Tina has been bowling great. I just, man, it's hard. So it's a hard pick, guys. This one was a hard pick. So
I just feel like
are carrying their teams respectively.
Yes.
That's true. I didn't even think about it like that. Both Chris Wives.
Yeah, I say it's gonna be tough to hold Ron down 2 weeks in a row. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. It's gonna be close. I just think the points is quite a bit. 100 pins, anywhere near 100 pins is always tough. All right. Next pair we've got the former first place team, Pin High. Craig, who hates when we pick him, against Team 2 OG, the Resurgence OG, with Patrick Manning, who's been killing it lately. What's the spread on this one?
53 pins to Pin High, and I will take Pin High.
I'm going to have to join you again. I'm following my rule of whoever's higher in the standings, although this one is the one that makes me the most nervous because OG's just been killing it. And you never know who's going to come in for their vacancy. Last week they had Gerard Garrett join them from the first shift. Yeah. But I'm going to stick with my pick. I'm going to pick Pin High on this
one. I got OG on this one. Easy pick.
I would have to go with OG.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Split on this one. 2-2.
Yep.
You're afraid, Mark? You're picking with me now.
I am. I'm picking and choosing. Yeah.
All right, next pair we've got Wicked Trio against the all of a sudden good team Put Your Thumb in Timmy. What's the spread on this one?
45 pins to Wicked Trio.
Ooh. Well, Chris, I've been riding your team. Well, I've been riding Camilla and Leland's team. So I'm going to have to stick with you. You better not let me down.
I won't.
You guys are higher in the standings.
I mean, I got my team as well. Easy pick. Easy choice. Easy. I can't wait to hear you say it.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, this is the easiest pick of the week. Wicked Trio.
Oh, my God. This is why Mark's in last place.
Put it this way. There's too much on the line, and Chris will choke it. There's too much on the line. He's got to make it out of the loser's bracket, and then he's got to beat me scratch.
And he's got to hold up the top three in average, which will
get that's too much for the kid to handle.
I'm going to have to agree with Mark.
Oh, Peyton! Peyton?
I think Leland and Camilla are going to fight and carry him as far as they could, but I feel like Chris is going to shoot a 300.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, there's too much weight there to carry.
Wow. He's only got one ball, remember.
Yeah, some lighter.
All right, next pair. We've got Team 14, Almost Empty Nest, against Team 12, the men in the 10 pin. What's the spread here?
190 pins.
Whoa, damn.
Yeah, that is nuts. I'm taking Almost Empty Nest. 190. Yeah, that's weight. That's a ton.
That is a ton. You know, both teams have been struggling lately. Almost Empty Nest has been having a hard time finding the win column. The men in the 10 pin have also been having a tough time. Again, going with my rule, whoever's higher in the standings, Almost Empty Nest is in ninth. Men in the 10 pin are in 12th. I'm going to have to take the points with Mark and go with Almost Empty Nest.
I got Men in the 10 pin.
Oh.
I'm going to have to go with Almost Empty Nest.
Wow. So Peyton's taking the points. You're by yourself, Chris.
Good. Come on, win.
This one could be the one that hurts you.
Or yes. Makes me happy.
The one ball. Uh-huh. All right. Next pair is first place BD in the pocket against Blame It on the Alcohol. What's the spread here?
This is just four pins.
Wow.
Four pins going to Blame It on the Alcohol.
Oh, my God. And they're getting the pins.
Yep.
They've still got the highest average bowler on their team, which is Garrett. Chris, you go first on this one. I got to think about this.
I mean, it's clearly not Garrett's team, for sure.
What about Fred?
Not even his team. I mean, this team this team should be called Vacancy Team because no one's there.
Oh,
no one's there. So, I mean, I didn't even hear who, what team going against Fred?
It's BD in the pocket.
Oh yeah, easy pick. BD in the pocket. All that. Wow. Also.
I hate to say it, but Chris, I'm going to pick with you only because BD and higher in the standings. Although this has revenge written all over it. I could easily see Blame It on the Alcohol shooting like 2,300 against them.
Yeah, but, I can see them shoot that too with my eyes closed. It's a dream. It's a dream. Think about it. Oh, yeah, look at them. They're doing something they can't do in real life.
In their imagination.
Yeah, in their imagination.
Through osmosis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think this is really the easiest pick outside of Wicked really? Trio kick and put your thumb in it.
Okay.
But, this I think is the easiest pick of the week. I mean, I'm going to go with Blame It on the Alcohol.
Oh my God, this is what he lost.
Yeah.
Wow.
Change so
the
it
revenge
to
factor is the real thing.
This is called beat these picks now.
No. I think Blame It on the Alcohol. This is the second easiest pick of the week.
The worst.
I kind of am really hoping deep down that Fred gets bowler of the week just so we can have him on as guest so he can defend himself.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? I make you a deal right now. How many weeks do we have left?
We had 27 last week, so 9 weeks. 8 weeks to count, 9 weeks.
9 weeks. 9 weeks left in the league, yep. Right? 9 weeks. Okay. I bet you that Garrett will not make bowler of the week the rest of the season. So
what about Fred?
Huh?
What about Fred?
You said Garrett. That's what you said. You said you're really
Garrett or Fred, either one.
I can't have two people. I can't. I'll do one.
Oh, come
on. I bet you. Okay, you know what? I'll do Fred even better. I'll do Fred. No, he has more handicap. Right. He has more handicap. No, I'll do Garrett. He has more handicap. So I'll do Garrett. So I bet you Garrett will not make bowler of the week for the rest of the season for $20.
I'll take that bet, but you got to do both. You got to put Garrett and Fred in there.
Fred gets too much handicap. No, I can't.
Oh, God.
$20, Garrett will not make bowl of the week.
I'll take you up on that bet. Garrett, you heard it here.
Mark, you want it? Want in it?
All right.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I'm taking it. I have faith in Garrett. Garrett, you got this.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with Kiss Your Sister.
What? Oh my God! Is it KYS? Yeah.
Wait,
oh my God!
Wait,
the first
is this for Fred's team versus BD?
No, it's Kiss Your Sister. It's 24 and 24.
I don't know, but is he voting that on Fred's team versus BD? He voted Kiss Your Sister on those two.
Wow. He is. Yeah.
That's a loss for the guests.
That's okay. Not bad, though, because it's only a four-pin spread.
That's what I hear, four pins. I think it can come out close if they all bowl good or bad.
That's a very smart decision. That's my boy. All right, next pair. We've got Team 11, last place, Ricky and the Two Mics, against Team 6, second place, Three Fingers Deep. What's the spread here?
76 pins to Ricky and the Two Mics.
Wow, that's a lot more than I thought.
That's a lot.
All right, let's let our guests go first. What do you think, Peyton?
I'm going to have to go with Ricky and the Two Mics.
What? Wow, that's what I said. I'm going to have to go against it. I have to pick Three Fingers Deep because of the standings. They're second place.
Same with me. I'm going with Three Fingers Deep.
Three Fingers.
I got Three Fingers on this one.
He had to do it. He had to do it. All right, last pair, and probably the easiest pick of the night. I'm 31-32. God, why is our team on 31-32 again? This is like our fifth time this season. I bet you we did the most on that pair. Our team, me and Peyton, who you calling a pinhead, against Slate's Rockheads, Jared and Gilbert and Neil. What's the spread on this?
What do you think it is? What would you gather the spread would be?
10 pence to us.
Peyton says 10. I'm going to go 14.
No, I say 23.
15.
Wow.
15. That's you get to team one. Who you calling a pinhead? It's getting 15.
Dang. Man, we'll take every pin we can get against that team. My God. What do you got, Chris?
Man, your team versus Neil's team on 31.
Yep.
I mean, Peyton is already in a slump. I don't know if he's going to come back.
Peyton, you're in a slump.
I mean, after Peyton losing both his brackets, I mean, his mindset's crushed. he had nothing. Peyton has nothing to bowl for. So
Yes, I do. I'm in the losers bracket. I'm going for that top five.
He has no chance. So it's just like
I'm going to make sure I knock you out.
Peyton, you're making us feel sorry for you. Just stop it. Just stop. It's okay. But Neil and Jared and Joe Bear. I got Joe Bear's team. Slate Rockhead. It hurts me. It was a hard choice.
You're picking Jared's team?
Yeah, I got Jared's team.
Wow. All right, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going with Slate's Rockhead.
It could
too.
Be a KYS, so it could be KYS.
I think Jared's finally figured it out, you know, and he actually bowled pretty decent the last couple of weeks, so I'm going to take Slate's Rockheads here.
Aiden?
I hate bowling on 31 and 32, but I'm going to have to vote for who you calling pinhead. Who you calling a
pinhead? It's whore you're calling a pinhead.
Whore. Well, y'all know me. I have to pick teams that are ahead in the standings.
Oh, he's picking against his team.
Have to pick against my team, which I've been told to do once or twice. And I am going with Slate's Rockheads.
Why don't you just call it a Kiss Your Sister night?
Peyton, you can still opt out. I don't have much faith.
I guess it's left to me to prove everyone wrong.
If we did a Kiss Your Sister, it would be like a win for us. So
yeah.
So I can't even predict that. I'm going to have to go with Slate's Rockheads. I think Jared is going to kick the living shit out of us. And Neil. Neil's been rubbing his hands together waiting to bowl us again because I think the last time we whooped him. So they are going to kick our ass.
31-32.
Maybe. But it is 31-32, and stranger things have happened. So, all right, and those were the picks. All right, so real quick, bowlers of the week was Brian Brimmerman, 126 over. Kudos to Mark Merchant, 72 over. James Singletary, 62 over. Honorable mentions to those guys. Tina Saunders, the bowler of the week, not even for the ladies, but the queen of the lanes. Miss Tina Saunders, who did, by the way, won Queen of the Hill. And it's the first time we've had a woman win Queen of the Hill twice in one season.
Wow.
So congratulations to Tina, breaking records.
She actually had it three times. She had a tie with, I believe it was Michael Henderson one week. So it was King and Queen of the Hill.
Wow. So two and a half. You heard it there first. Camilla, kudos to her. She bowled 68 over her average, holding up her team.
Okay.
And Amanda Cunningham in third at 27 over. So kudos. Adult awards. Brian Brimmerman leading it off with a 700 series award. Blake Boggs subbing in at a 250 and over game. Jared Gallegos, a 250 over game. Eric Saunders, 600 series. And Tina Saunders with two awards, a 200 game and 140 over. And of course, Chris, we have to get to the high average.
Say ain't so.
The top three has finally been cracked. Neil Brady is now our new average leader at 206.28. And second place, Garrett Williams Jr. has dropped to 206.22. And third place, Chris, the president, come on the back, Wood Menzie, third place at 204.81.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And for the ladies, Camilla Wood Menzie at 171, with Amanda in second still at 145, Nancy Davis 132. So the usual suspects for the ladies. Still at most improved is Cody. He's at 17 over with Tina, of course, the queen at 21 over. An unbelievable 21 pins over her average once she started.
Hey, Chris, I'll bet you $20 you don't crack the top three next week in high average.
Oh.
You already owe me $20 once I stay in the top three. Once I stay in the top three, first 20.
I'll bet you $20 you don't crack the top three next week.
You won't. Double or nothing. Ron's going to reclaim it.
Yeah, for sure.
Double or nothing. Chris?
I know. You kind of went awful quiet.
Oh, come on.
He has no confidence in himself.
That's that one ball coming in.
Yeah. Hey, the kids are a little short-changed.
Before the end. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Short. I mean, Fred hasn't been betting me lately, so yeah, it's pretty short.
All right. So finally, our MVP race has gotten a little bit of a gap. Kyle House still dominating at 139. And George fell behind a little bit at 134. Gino stayed at 131. He did not win a point this past week. So Kyle getting a head start all of a sudden. We're over halfway.
I helped him out last week. I took care of George.
They sure did. We only got four weeks to count.
Yeah.
So Kyle, you got a good lead. And Tina Saunders, of course, no doubt here. 123 for the lady side, and the next lady is Nancy Davis, her mom, at 97, tied with her auntie at 97. So there you have it. Those are our year-to-date awards. Very tight for the MVP race. I always keep a lookout for there. But, yeah, Chris, you cracked the top three. I can't believe it.
Easiest $20 I've ever made.
That's it, man. It's 1 week you made the top three.
One and done.
It ain't going to happen.
That wouldn't be your first one and done.
Man, I got 9 weeks to hold it, so it's easy.
It ain't going to happen.
You've been bowling 600 or more for the last month and a half.
He's going to get knocked out of the top three next week.
His name's Comeback Kid for a reason.
Exactly. Comeback.
He wrote the book on it with his one ball.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us, Peyton.
Anytime.
Thank you, Peyton. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our podcast and us ranting about the past Tuesdays of JB Trios. Thank you so much, our fans. Thank you, guests that we have here, Peyton, and all the other guests we ever had on this channel. Thank you so much. We do appreciate all y'all supporting on this and continue to listen to this podcast, as we love y'all and we love making contact for y'all.
Like and subscribe on YouTube.
Exactly. Go ahead and do so you can support me and only me, your dearest president of the JB Trio League. Because we all know that y'all listen to this to hear me and only me. No one cares about the rest. So tune in next week, as you know that I made it to my bracket in the Scratch Cook Bottle Challenge, and that I'm coming back to win the other handicap bracket, and that I am still in the top three of Scratch Bowlers. If you do not tune in next week, you'd be like Peyton, losing both his brackets.
Tune in next week to watch Chris lose all three
and drop out of the top three.
Oh, all three.
And also keep a lookout. We might be going live because it's Mark versus Chris. It's grudge match week.
Yeah, that could be over in the second game.
I just like how Mark is not a 200 average bowler versus a 200 average bowler.
Oh, all right. It's a given. Now we're definitely going live. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
All right. Take it easy.
Later.
Take it easy.
Have a safe.